Chapter 2. The Safe Passage Center in Arizona is basically just made up of a bunch of cheaply constructed little boxes on the top of a barren, dry, dust-blown hilltop about an hour and a half away from Phoenix. All the groups are weird. New agey therapies are held in these sort of converted trailers at the base of the property. The clients, or patients, or whatever we're called, all stay in a bunch of shoddily built imitation log cabins, usually 3 people per room. The only privacy comes from a cheap wooden screen set up between the beds. I actually try to spend as little time in my room as possible. It's pretty depressing in there. Plus, whenever either of my roommates comes in, I get stuck talking to him forever. Mostly, I just hang out in the main lodge, playing board games, trying to teach myself guitar on this acoustic 6-string someone left behind. One of the rooms has a fireplace, and, for some reason, my friend David has taken it on himself to make sure the thing is blazing constantly. Hell, I'm fucking grateful. Being by the fire is about the only way I can get warm round here, ever. The unrelenting December wind tears through my skin and bleeds out my veins. The parched, frozen earth drains the last embers of heat from inside me. But the fire heals. And around the fire, my new friends and I spend hours laughing and messing around like little kids again, everything pure, unrestrained, stripped wide open. David, the fire builder, does a rockin' Johnny Cash impression, so I've taught myself to play a few songs. Boy Named Sue, Folsom Prison, Ring of Fire, and we have us some good old-fashioned sing-alongs. Another friend of mine, Jason, has been teaching me how to get better at Scrabble, but most of the time, well, we just talk is all. We sit around, tell stories, try and figure out what the hell we're doing in this goddamn place, how we got here. And then, of course, we do spend a good bit of time talking shit about other patients and staff members. I mean, we gossip a fair amount, maybe more than we should. But fuck, you know, what the hell else is there to do trapped up here on this goddamn compound? Besides, we gotta keep from getting too indoctrinated with all their cult bullshit. Hell, they even have their own...